All right, welcome back to the Camp Financial Stock Market Review. It has been a little over a year since I've done one of these, and I've just been working on other things, getting distracted, not focusing here and on, you know, one of the things that I actually really love to do. Really been focused on some other things that I really enjoy and love doing, but with that said, I wanted to come back to this because I do actually like creating content and getting feedback from people, and, you know, just from other investors, other people that I guess, you know, are interested in stock investing, interested in the markets, and that sort of thing. So with all of that said, this month, over the past month, the month of April 2024, I should say, just in case people are listening to this in the future time frame. But I have reassessed all of the stocks that are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Dow 30. Just looking for value. If you're familiar with podcast or familiar with kind of some of the prior podcast episodes, I guess, you'll note that one of the things that I really kind of focus on is trying to find stocks in the Dow that have at least 20% upside. You know, ones, I mean, ultimately, right, all of these stocks in the Dow inevitably or hopefully, right, in the long run, will have more than 20% upside. But I'm kind of just looking at like stocks that I could see moving 20% in the next year. So as long as they meet that threshold of probably being able to move up by 20% in the next year, those are all stocks that I want to buy. So with all of that said, what it's interesting because as I did my review through the month of April, I found that it kind of worked out to about a third, a third, a third, which is interesting that it works out that way. But roughly a third of the stocks, I feel like there's probably 20% upside. About a third of the stocks, I feel like, are pretty fairly valued. And about a third of the stocks, I feel, are kind of overvalued right now. So it's just kind of interesting how that worked out in this, as I reviewed it this time. But with all that said, we'll talk about the each third, I guess. So the 11 stocks, right? So it's a little over a third, but the 11 stocks that I like right now are in, I guess, no particular order, really. Just looking through the, just looking at my listing here, I would have Amazon, American Express, Coca-Cola, Chevron, Cisco, Caterpillar, McDonald's, Visa, United Healthcare, JP Morgan, Nike, and Salesforce. So as you kind of can look through that or listen through that list, right, you hear stocks in kind of every different aspect of our economy. So you've got Nike, retail company, retail manufacturer, Amazon, strict retailer, JP Morgan, the bank, United Healthcare, obviously in the healthcare side, Cisco technology, Chevron, oil and gas, again, Coke consumer, Visa, another financial, Salesforce, a technology technology play. So you've got a nice broad mix there. In the 10 that I kind of feel, I think it's 10. Let me look here. My number is, yeah, 10 that are what I would consider fairly valued right now. You've got Travelers, Home Depot, Honeywell, Procter & Gamble, Amgen, Microsoft, Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, Verizon, and IBM. So again, a nice broad spectrum, a lot of different companies, a lot of different, you know, aspects, I think, of our economy right now, all of which seem to be, like I said, pretty fairly valued right now. Some of them have a little bit of upside. Some of them, I think, maybe are slightly overvalued. But, you know, any of which, just as we look at as earnings continue to come out here over the next few weeks, you know, we'll reassess based on the company's most recent earnings reports just to see, you know, do they tip higher? Do they tip lower? Do they stay in the fairly valued bucket? So all that said, those are stocks that if I was already in them, I'm probably going to hold. If I'm not in them, I'm probably not buying right now. A few of them I'd probably sell, I think, if I was in right now, if I was in them from a value perspective, I'd probably look to sell and just take some profits off the table and maybe put them back into those 11 stocks, right, that I mentioned previously that I do like right now. And for the stocks that I don't really love in the Dow right now, which is, it's always interesting to for me when I look at these, when I look at this list, but out of the, so there are 8 stocks that I'm not a big fan of right now. And those are Apple, which I never bet against Apple. Apple is that stalwart company that just continues to put out, you know, solid product that just continue to take market share. You know, at least for the time being, we'll see, you know, if that changes anything, you know, in the next 5-10 years, but all in all, you know, all 8 of these stocks are companies are great companies. Just some of them I don't really love right now. So those are Apple, Goldman Sachs, Disney, Dow, DuPont, Intel, Merck, Boeing, and 3M. Just some headwinds in some of these stocks that I think they need to get around first before, you know, we start to see them grow again at a stronger, stable, strong and stable growth trajectory. You know, I own a fair amount of those stocks anyways. I know that I own Apple, a fair amount of Apple. I own a fair amount of Disney, 3M, Merck, all 4, Intel, and Dow. So I did sell my Goldman Sachs position recently, but I've always liked Goldman Sachs as well. So, you know, just a lot of good companies there, but not really where I see value right now. So if I'm buying from a value, but if I'm buying for some technicals, some different things that I'm seeing going on in the markets, you know, not necessarily from a sales and growth perspective, just from a, you know, again, a technical perspective or just different things that you might see in a company. You know, one of the things that I like to do, especially with stocks in the Dow, is to, you know, do some option trades to accumulate some cash to be able to buy some additional shares. just kind of some different stuff like that. These stocks are absolutely, you know, fine to be working with in that perspective. So like I said, that's my list right now. We'll work to dig in, I think, maybe a little bit more, and I'll walk through, you know, kind of my process again, as we talk about different stocks. But the plan will be to kind of talk about maybe two stocks per podcast from that seat, as well as then I will start to do a little more, you know, try to make this consistent in the future, but talk about, you know, some of the stock, how I'm using options to accumulate shares of stock, when I'm buying and selling, different puts and calls to generate into my accounts so that then I can use that cash to reinvest in stocks that I'm looking to purchase right now. So that's it for today. Keep it fairly short and sweet at a little over 11 minutes. Thank you again for listening and picking back up with me, even though it's been quite some time. But looking forward to staying consistent in this and putting out some good content here in the future. So with that, take care, and we'll see you next time.